Flint, Michigan. How did a simple flip of a switch lead to a long-term public health crisis that tested the resilience of its residents? In this Science of Crime podcast series, we examine the chain of events that led to years of damage, distrust, and dirty water. My name is David Canas, and this is episode number one of Crime Swish. A TDS meter is a device which is capable of measuring and recording the conductivity of a water sample, which relates to the total charged mineral content of water. A TDS meter displays the amount of dissolved solids in ppm, or parts per million, which can include all sorts of minerals and particles such as calcium, sodium, magnesium, potassium, and iron. When using said devices to measure natural water with sufficient quality to be considered drinkable, the TDS meter could show measures which would far exceed readings most people would consider dangerous. These readings, shown which can be seen in various regions of the US, have nothing to do with the quality of the water. All these natural minerals are the product of natural activities, such as flowing through rocks with high amounts of salt content, or in other instances with a high amount of calcium and magnesium, such as in the Prairie provinces. Minerals can also come from human activities. Agriculture and urban runoff can carry excess minerals into water sources, as can wastewater discharges, industrial wastewater, and salt that is used to de-ice roads. When natural occurring minerals could also include hydrocarbon, herbicides, and pollutants. The water that comes from natural lakes could also contain phytoplankton and microscopic plant. Dissolved soils, which a TDS meter detects, also include fulvic and humic acid, which come from soil. While TDS meters measure the number of dissolved solids in a sample of water, they're not able to read nor detect quantities nor type of lead in said water samples. This is where the issues began for already troubled residents of Flint. Companies began to swoop in, advertising products which claimed to ease the lead-infected water situation. TDS meters were being sold en masse to residents of Flint, promising a legitimate way to test water quality. When talking to Rowan Smith, a former Flint resident who was a close family friend of mine and now Connecticut resident, he told us that
"Lead was dependent on these new TDS meters to ensure our water quality. We were encouraged by both local officials and advertisements to get these new meters in order to ensure our safety."
The exploitation of the Flint crisis did not only occur with TDS meter making companies, but also with journalists and newspapers who were seeking attention-grabbing headlines. Journals such as Business Insider and the HuffPost released articles which both spread misinformation or false statements about Flint using data from TDS meters. Both reported on a story about Nakia, a mother and resident of Flint whose daughter suffered from high levels of lead in her system. Author Skolnick states that on any given day, the meter should give out a reading close to zero, definitely below 15, and for sure below 50. I held a tester in the water myself and got a reading immediately, 184. 184. We stood in silence. Me and disbelief turned much more concerned disbelief. Reputable newspapers nationwide began to use TDS meters data in order to push a narrative, or simply to capture more readers with new headlines. Brita and PERF filters were not only recommended by government officials, but also given out to thousands of families throughout Flint.
We're also told to purchase Brita filters in order to ensure water could be below the recommended limit for lead.
Said filters were supposed to mandate the situation by filtering lead levels to an acceptable level. Barack Obama, the former president of the United States, made a trip to Flint to reassure residents that we know scientifically which is that if you're using a filter. If you're installing it, then Flint water at this point is drinkable. However, this statement was far from the truth. Although it is true that PERF and Brita filters lower the lead levels of Flint's water, what Obama failed to mention was that the new levels of lead were still posing a threat to one's health. In some homes, filters can cut the lead level below 15 ppb, which is the acceptable level dictated by scientists. However, this does not mean the water is now safe to drink. Truth is that there is not a safe concentration of lead in drinking water. Lead exposure causes permanent neurological damage and long-term health effects on those who drink it. This level of filtration is better than none, but it's not good enough. There are various other downsides to home filters which are not mentioned by Brita nor PERF. These filters will filter out chlorine from the water, which in turn can cause many downsides, one of them being the growth of unwanted bacteria. Scientists and experts warn filtering out chlorine as it enters a home creates a possibility that harmful bacteria like Legionella, which causes Legionnaires' disease, could be an unwelcome side effect of whole house filters. Chlorine and other disinfectants are key elements in the water supply to kill unwanted bacteria, and filtering out these elements can result in major issues that rival that of an excess of lead consumption. This is all especially worrying but acknowledging the fact that Michigan's government is providing thousands of these residents of Flint and even offer support and guidance in installation and purchase. An official Michigan website even states that residents are encouraged to use filtered water regularly. Using tap water refreshes the water in the pipes, which helps to build a protective layer and reduce lead. Not only have various local companies profited of the Flint crisis, but investors and traders in Wall Street are an entirely different ethical issue. In fear that a similar situation in Flint could occur, various states throughout the country are passing laws such as the Water Infrastructure Protection Act, which is generally ascribed to avoid a Flint-style situation by ensuring that the new investment flows into aging water infrastructure systems one way or another. Allowing privately owned companies to take over the system's whole states will not only result in massive profits for said companies, but will also heavily increase the price that residents of said state or communities will have to pay for their clean water. And this disregards whether the newly owned system will be in better hands than that of a government agency. This could result in worse management of the water system, seeing as many of the areas have a higher rate of poverty. Major cases of failure to pay the water bill occur, shareholders will become unhappy, and the pressure will be on to cut costs, which could result in some of the same problems that prompted the sale in the first place. With the rapid growth of multiple water companies in the US, such as American Water Works, investors in Wall Street will keep pushing for further expansion and lobbying of said companies in struggling communities across the country. Whether or not these practices are not to our liking, it would be foolish to believe that these are the only ones being carried out in the real world. Wherever there is money to be made, there will be those that come to collect it, regardless of what sort of nefarious scheme they will have to use to do so. It is our mission here at the Crime Swish to investigate and report these malicious practices. Meanwhile, make sure to check us out on all social media for more updates on this story, as well as updates and previews on next month's episode, where we will look at the exploitation of homelessness, mainly in the state of California, by sex traffickers. Thank you, and we'll catch you on the flip side.